Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The jury sees the body cam. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. The jury in the Aaron Dean murder trial has now seen the body cam video from the night the former Fort Worth police officer shot a Tatiana Jefferson.
People have been stopping by the First Baptist Church of Cottondale here, leaving flowers and stuffed animals for Athena Strand. Last week, the 7-year-old girl was abducted from her driveway and killed, allegedly by a FedEx driver. Georgia stopped by to pay her respects.
I feel for the family, and I think it's very sad, and I'm praying for them.
And Charlotte found comfort in an open letter written by Athena's grandfather.
It talks about the forgiveness of God versus the hate of the enemy. It is so riveting to call us to forgive.
Now, Athena's death has hit all of Wise County very hard. All along the route here to the church, there were pink ribbons and balloons everywhere in the little girl's memory. In Wise County, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Public Utility Commission says it's already taking steps to prevent rolling blackouts, and now the chairman says they're looking at long-term solutions.
PUC Chairman Peter Lake told the Texas House State Affairs Committee power plants have already improved weatherization as a result of regulations passed by the legislature in 2021.
Over the last 18 months, we would have been in emergency condition or blackout 8 times in the last 18 months.
Lawmakers want the PUC to wait until after the next legislative session to redesign the energy market. Lake says if they can stay on schedule, they can implement a plan by 2026.
By 2026, instead of expecting your lights to go out one day a year or more, you shouldn't expect your lights to go out all but maybe once a decade.
He says that plan would keep supply and demand in place to benefit plants that can generate the cheapest power, but also provide incentives for plants that can produce power quickly in extreme heat or cold. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, if you live in Dallas, get ready. Those electric scooters could be coming back. The city's transportation committee got an update on the plan to bring them back after being banned 2.5 years ago. Councilman Omar Narvaez says three companies will operate in the city and initially be allowed 500 scooters each. Every 90 days, they'll be audited to see if they should be allowed to have more scooters on the streets.
We need you to follow the rules. We only got into this predicament because of the lack of trust that we lost as a city with the scooter companies, because the scooter companies said they would do one thing and didn't do it, or did the exact opposite of what they told us they would do.
Other regulations? Shutting down after 9 p.m. and making sure some of the scooters will be placed in low-income areas. A makeshift memorial for a 7-year-old girl kidnapped and killed last week continues to grow in Cottondale.
People have been stopping by the First Baptist Church of Cottondale here, leaving flowers and stuffed animals for Athena Strand. Last week, the 7-year-old girl was abducted from her driveway and killed, allegedly by a FedEx driver. Georgia stopped by to pay her respects.
I feel for the family, and I think it's very sad, and I'm praying for them.
And Charlotte found comfort in an open letter written by Athena's grandfather.
It talks about the forgiveness of God versus the hate of the enemy. It is so riveting to call us to forgive.
Now, Athena's death has hit all of Wise County very hard. All along the route here to the church, there were pink ribbons and balloons everywhere in the little girl's memory. In Wise County, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a wild scene last night in Fort Worth at the TCU women's basketball game. It all went down when TCU forward Bella Cravens got upset after George Washington's guard Essence Brown pulled her hair during a rebound. Punches were thrown, and in all, 8 players were ejected. After the game, TCU head coach Reagan Peebly says the fight was unacceptable.
It doesn't matter to me one bit who started it, who said what. It doesn't matter. We don't ever want to be a part of anything like that. I definitely know that we have, as do they, high character kids that the moment got away from all of them.
No discipline for the players has been announced. TCU won the game 70-58. And he had the crowd at the AAC chanting OBJ for him last night. And today, according to free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham, continues at the Star. Now, Beckham is refusing to work out for any team interested in his services, something that has some concern following his ACL tear last year. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones tells 105.3 The Fan he is trusting the medical staff on this one.
I'll tell you this, the fact that he rehabbed last year and came back and played in the Super Bowl shows you serious mental toughness.
He does admit that he's worried about that knee and the possibility of Odell Beckham Jr. not being available until mid-January. He says if they sign him, they want him to have an impact this year.
If this thing works, it'll improve this team now. It'll improve it this year. If we don't have that, then we're in a positive situation as well. It has to improve us now.
Cowboys, meanwhile, getting back to work, preparing to take on the lowly Houston Texans this weekend. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The all-local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.